You say, my spicy people. You are tuned into Spice FM with me, your host Shannon, aka MC Spice. And while you're here, I'd really appreciate if you could take 1 second to do me a solid favour and follow me at spice.fm on Instagram and SoundCloud. And if you're wanting to join me on a show or have any questions, then just slide into my DMs. With much love from your MC Spice. First, let me introduce my full house of beautiful women joining me today. Hello and thank you for being here. Introduce yourselves.
Guys, my name is Asma. I'm a Muslim creative based in Cardiff. I'm from G-Town, Grangetown, and I studied fashion.
Hi, I'm Nicole Reddy, aka Nicole Not Reddy, aka Nicole Reddy Salted, aka Nicole Reddy Heavy Go, and any other ways you can use to take the mick out of my surname. I'm also from Cardiff, also study fashion, and also work part-time.
Hi, my name's Meg, and I'm a country bumpkin originally from Wiltshire, now a student living in Cardiff studying fashion.
Thank you very much for being here. Before we get in, I just want to make sure you're all feeling good and excited,
because we're about to spice things up with this week's group, Club Fuzz. They are a South Wales garage punk / grunge cool group, assured with a hint of delicious Malevolent. Definitely a group to check out for lovers of gothic shoegaze and psych. Taking influence from great bands of the 90s, for lovers of Sonic Youth, The Smashing Pumpkins and The Breeders. If you ever get a chance to see them, I would 100% recommend. On today's episode, you will hear their songs High, No Heaven and Samurai. But first, make sure you hit them up on their socials, Twitter at Club Fuzz, Instagram at Club_Fuzz, and Facebook Club Fuzz, just for, you know, just to clear it up. It's spelled CLWBFUZZ. They are my personal friends, so show them all the love that you guys have got. But for now, let's get on with today's episode. And the first song of this episode is called No Heaven.
So
get straight into the first segment of the show, which is called Spicy Advicey with today's Spice Advisor, Asma. Hey, girl.
Hey.
So just a quick disclaimer for anyone who doesn't know Asma. She's an absolute fashion and makeup icon. So her tip of the week will be one to remember.
My top tip would be to stay ahead of trends, to not fall into these trends that are already happening. For example, as a creative Muslim, I find it hard because not all the trends are suitable to me. So I just basically make it as modest, minimal and creative as I can, but still ahead and creative with it.
And that is the tea. The next song is called High.
Skies.
And this week we are back again with Fiery Five. And just in case you've forgotten, every week I will give my guests a different topic to discuss and they will have 5 minutes to speak their truths. But don't forget, girls, keep calm and carry on. The timer is set and let's begin. The topic of the week is... Do celebrities have a positive influence over society? Girls, you've got 5 minutes to tell me what you think.
Okay, I'll start. So first of all, when I think of celebrities straight away, I just think of the Kardashians because they're just like the biggest celebrities there are really at the moment. And I would say the influence they have on society is quite negative in terms of how like their whole brand is based around how they look, like their body image and the products they sell in order to try and convince people that they have their bodies the way they are. So for example, those teas, like those detox teas, which are supposed to like make you lose weight when really they just make you poo out like absolutely everything you have in your stomach. They don't actually help you lose weight in a healthy way. But because they promote it, people think that's how they get the way they are when really they dedicate their whole life to looking their way they do. They have like, you know, surgeons who fix their bodies the way they are. They have nutritionists, they have personal trainers, they have all this stuff. So they kind of set these unrealistic standards while trying to sell a product that people can access, which I think is really damaging.
I do agree with that, that there can be some very harmful stuff online, especially with like the very celebrities and Instagrammers who do merge over the line. But I also do think some celebrities can use their platform and influence for good, like a lot of Instagrammers who are becoming more in the public eye that a lot of people would think are celebrities, especially to younger ones. Like there's one called Chessie King. She's very good for body image and realizing that having rolls and muffin tops is very normal for a woman who is older, so, and like our age, because we're growing. So I do think there's a very good side, and if you do zone in on concentrate on those positive celebrities, it can have a positive impact. It's what you surround yourself with, really, and educate yourself about, like, the Kim Kardashians aren't necessarily all real. They do have people on speed dial.
For me, it's a yes or no, because same thing, I agree with what Nicole was saying about the Kardashians and all that, but the whole, now let's get like a bit deep about the whole suicidal shit and all, can I swear?
Yeah.
Suicidal stuff, people going through like what Molly did that came out of Love Island. I feel like that's a massive influence for her audience to help those in need, and literally she's using it basically now in a positive way that can help whoever. But yeah,
I agree, yeah. Particularly, yeah, like when she had that image come out of her just standing there on the beach, yeah, like a normal, 100%. And people, they were being horrible, and she was like, well, you know, everybody was backing her up, and yeah, she now says, look, like, this is who I am, like, normally. I'm not what you see on those airbrush photos. So yeah, it's actually
me as I am, basically.
They realise people, it's making people realise that these celebrities are having pressures as well. They're not, you know, they feel it too.
Yeah.
And they shouldn't.
I just think now we're in like a society where we are so, so influenced by celebrities, where it is like they have so much power over whether they use that in a positive way or a negative way. And I don't think they all understand there is a positive and negative way to influence. They probably just see it as a check and, you know, they're getting a good amount of money for it. But kind of the effect of that could be amazing and also really awful.
Yeah.
So guys, let's just put you in a scenario. If you were an influencer, how would you create a positive surrounding from your platform?
I would say I would try and think about something I struggle with personally, and because personally I have a genetic condition. I want to voice that and say, like, you know, like, something that might be different and that you have to live with and get on with, you can use it as a power of strength, because it can affect others who might not be able to relate to your condition. Be like, oh, I've got something I feel insecure about, but like, I don't know, my blonde hair, I don't like it. They can be like, oh, she struggles with that, but I struggle with this. I can, that's a relatable thing, and you know, yeah, I'm not alone.
I don't know how really in my life I would have a positive influence. Maybe just make people laugh. I guess. I feel like with my private Instagram, that's kind of what I do. I just like to make my friends laugh with like my content. So maybe just that on a wider platform rather than trying to spread like a deeper message, which I guess could come and go. But I guess just my general thing would be make people happy, make people laugh.
For me, I think it would just be to have someone that they can relate to, someone that looks like me, that is a black Somali Muslim, that they can feel like they can go out of this role that their parents tell them to go down, this route of academic whatever, and then for them that basically they can look up to me and be like, okay, if that girl did it, then I can do it, and my parents can hopefully support me. So I would use it in that way.
Amazing. I think it just shows how you can just use your platform in so many different ways. And I think as well, it's better to make it in a more personal way.
Like, I agree.
We've all said like the sort of aspects we have that we feel would contribute, rather than you have a lot of people who do it purely for the aesthetic and money and kind of
and
there's
popularity.
Yeah, it's just a trend to them now. Like,
or get free clothes.
Doing it because they're genuine or whatnot.
Yeah. But then I just think the whole influencer kind of like thing is a trend, and I don't think it's going to last, because I think people are starting to kind of see through it now.
Don't think it's going to last long at all. Like,
the glamour of it.
So your 15 seconds is coming up. So round off with your final opinions.
I'd say our final opinion is there's loads of influence out there. You just have to be very wise with where you absorb it from.
I agree. Educate yourself and just surround yourself by what you want to look at and what makes you feel good.
100%. I agree with all that.
We definitely have some big opinions in the studio tonight, so thank you very much for sharing them with me. Now, over to the favourite part of my show, where we all get to brock off our backs to my hottest track of the week.
I've got a personal love for this song. I think it's amazing and really catchy, and it's called Samurai. So enjoy, and thank you so much for being here. Show Club Fuzz some love, show me some love, and hopefully I'll see you soon.
So I got one more question to ask you girls. Can you handle the heat?
If not, sorry!
Bye, girls.
Bye! Bye.